Hey girl, hey! Welcome to the Absolutely You podcast, a space that focuses on all things self-love and personal development to inspire a deeper regard for your own well-being and happiness. I'm your host, Pearl Nasirembe, content creator and wellness enthusiast living in Montreal, Canada. For more information, follow us on Instagram at absolutelyyou_podcast or email us on absolutelyyou.podcast@gmail.com. Welcome back, my loves. Happy Tuesday and happy new month. It is March already. If there is one thing that I am looking forward to is spring and warmer weather. I am most definitely looking forward to warmer weather. I do love how seasons change so elaborately in these parts and how those seasons changing serve as a reminder for us as well. That just as winter will break and spring will come, then summer and then fall, it just goes as a reminder that no season lasts forever. And I love how God plans that for us with whatever season we find ourselves in. I want to do something a little different with this episode. I was inspired by a conversation I was having with a friend the other day, and it was to speak life to whatever situations we find ourselves in. If you want to know where you're going to be, say, 5 years from now, listen to your words. Whether you know it or not, each time you open your mouth, you are prophesying your future. If you want to be stronger, if you want to be healthier or happier, then start declaring it today. We talk more to ourselves than we do to anybody else. If we were to pay attention, we would actually realize that that is true. The question is, what is that you are saying to yourself? In the Bible, Jeremiah was young and he did not have a lot of self-confidence. When he heard God's promises, rather than feeling blessed, Jeremiah was afraid. He actually said to God, like, God, I can't do that. I can't speak to the nations. I am too young. I won't even know what to say. But God answered him and said, Jeremiah, you know what? Do not say that you are young. Just like Paul, you can declare today that you too can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And I draw such strength from that teaching because we are not to let our mouth stop our blessing. Negative words hinder God's blessings and promises from coming to fruition in our life. It is wrong to limit God with negative confessions from our lips. God responds to us according to how we speak into his ears, right? You know the saying, from your lips to God's ears? When we're praying, we should actually be speaking life. The words that come out of our lips go straight to God's ears, and those words should be affirming. Those words should be speaking faith. Those words should be speaking life into our situations. When I first started my self-love and personal development journey, I wanted to help empower women to love themselves, to live the lives that they want and enjoy every moment, because for many years I did not. I had absolutely no confidence or self-love. Saying I had low self-esteem is an understatement. Behind the scenes, I felt unbelievably worthless. Like I wasn't even worthy to be the protagonist in my own life story. If I did notice something positive about myself, I would immediately beat myself up for all the ways I wasn't enough. And to me, those ways mattered more than whatever little thing I momentarily felt good or even just okay about. I have worked very, very hard to build my confidence, to start to love myself and truly believe that I am enough. One of the things that helped me on this journey was incorporating affirmations in my speech. I needed to change how I saw myself by changing how I spoke to myself and about myself. Self-esteem is about feeling good about yourself. We feel best when we are less stressed. We feel best when we're confident. We feel best when positive and feeling good. That's just a given. It's a natural effect. And using affirmations in my daily routine helped increase my self-esteem. The words we speak to ourselves matter. Our minds tend to believe whatever we repeatedly tell it. Positive or negative, the way we talk to ourselves shapes our thoughts, actions, and our lives. We also have subconscious beliefs about ourselves that can limit us or lead to self-sabotaging behaviors. Some of these are from our own, you know, the way we talk to ourselves, our own self-talk. Others are from, say, our experiences in the past or our failures, which is why repeating these self-affirmations help your mind reprogram the thought that you continuously have. The changes may not be apparent, you know, they may not be immediate. But when you stick with it, when you are intentional about this, like every day you constantly remind yourself of your worth in whatever situation that you find yourself with, just counter it with something positive, reassuring, and affirming, you will eventually see more life in all of your situations. You may think that it's a waste of time and that repeating a few sentences won't change how you feel. Trust me, I've been there, but it's been scientifically proven that affirmations can rewire your way of thinking. This is because our brains have a unique ability to adapt to different circumstances, and that is called neuroplasticity. As a result, they can be tricked. They meaning your brain, your mind. It can be tricked into confusing imagination with reality. It's kind of like believing your own delusion, right? And affirmations take advantage of this loophole. Affirmations help to replace negative thoughts with positive ones. They harness the mind's power by directing your intentions towards your best self and your happiest self. You ever wonder why children are considered the happiest humans on earth? It's because they allow their imagination to run wild. They're not burdened by ifs, buts, or maybes. They just are. If they believe in unicorns, then unicorns it is, right? I have a daughter that loves unicorns. So for this episode, I would like to share with you a few affirmations that have helped me. And you can play this back as many times as you might need. The thing about podcast episodes is that they are here to stay, and you can always come back whenever you need a little reassurance or affirmation. So get a pen and a paper and write down whichever ones that resonate. What God permits is for my perfection. I am inherently valuable. I am whole and complete as I am. My only competition is myself. I am continuously improving and continuously growing on my past self. I am learning to forgive myself. I carry an open and loving heart. I recognize my own power and strength. I honor my needs, my desires, and boundaries. I am at peace with my mind, my body, and my soul. I am proud of the person I am becoming. I am choosing to be gentle with myself as a friend would be. I respect myself as a divine and unique being. I can honor and acknowledge my beauty. I am capable of standing up for myself fearlessly. I give myself all that I want and expect others to give me. I am worthy as I am. Beauty radiates from my heart and spirit. I admire myself. I am worthy of being loved and cherished. I am choosing to see any perceived failures as opportunities to grow and learn. I accept the person I am in this moment. I listen to my feelings and express them when needed. I am full of potential, and I have so much to offer this world. I know that I am doing the best that I can with what I have. I am focusing more on what I can control and less of what I cannot. I am creating a life I desire. I am strong enough to handle anything that life throws at me. I choose to love and accept myself regardless of where I currently am. I am love and I am light. I appreciate what my body does for me, and in return, I treat it kindly. I am growing and learning while being patient with myself each day. I am letting go of any tendency to play small, and instead, I'm welcoming in exciting and beautiful opportunities. I trust myself to know what is best for me, and I make the right decisions. I am brave and courageous for carrying on even when times are hard. I release any feelings of guilt or negativity that are no longer serving me. I am worth an extra pause in the morning to appreciate just how far I have come. I am the only one that can determine my worth, and I know I am inherently worthy. And that's all for today's episode. If you love the Absolutely You podcast, be sure to give us a rating and review on whatever platform you prefer. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I look forward to connecting with you next Tuesday. I hope you have the best day or night, wherever you are. Take care and speak soon.